for those of you with children up to the age of 2. You're welcome to take advantage of that just on the other side of the fellowship hall. We have carpet samples in a foyer. Voting ends today on your preferred sample. So if you are a member, please voice your opinion on those carpet samples so that way we can make the most informed decision as a congregation as to what carpet we're putting in. We have a card shower for Brenda Christensen, who's moving to Huron soon. So we're going to have a card shower for her next Sunday, November 21st, during the fellowship time after the service. Meals on Wheels. We are doing Meals on Wheels November 28th through December 3rd. This involves picking up the meals and delivering it to people in the Miller community. So if you'd like to help out and take a day of Meals on Wheels, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. The Sunday School Christmas program is coming up, so take a look at your bulletin for more details on that, especially if you have kids in the primary and junior department who will be participating in that. The Thanksgiving Eve service will be Wednesday, November 24th at 7 p.m. And we're also looking for the church verse for 2022. So if you have any ideas of what church verse you would like for next year, go ahead and talk to the elders about that. We have youth group tonight at 6 p.m. The youth group also, this will be the last Sunday if you want to join the youth group in having a t-shirt with our theme verse on it. There's an interest form in the foyer. There's also pictures with that. So if you'd like to check out the pictures of the t-shirt, we do have a recommended donation with that if you'd like a t-shirt with the youth group. We also have our trip to Camp Barnabas coming up. If you have a student in 7th grade through high school or a college student who would like to join us on that Barnabas trip, please take a look at the dates that we have. I posted them on Facebook a few times. I've also had them out in the foyer. So if you could take a look at those and get back to me on what days or what weeks would work best for you this summer by the end of the month, then we can figure out how many numbers or what numbers we have going to Camp Barnabas this summer. We have men's breakfast this Saturday at 8 a.m. That's a great time for fellowship. We have a little Bible meditation. We have food. So come enjoy some good conversations and some good food with us Saturday morning. Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay. The call to worship is John 8:34 through 36. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
Again, good morning and welcome to our service. Ask if you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen. We're going to sing number 351, Moment by Moment. If you'll stand with me, please. Number 351, Moment by Moment. Dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine, living with Jesus a new life divine, looking to Jesus till glory does shine, moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Moment by moment, I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment, I fly from above. Looking to Jesus, to glory does shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Never a trial but there never a burden that he doth not bear, never a sorrow that he doth not share. Moment by moment I'm under his care. Moment by moment I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment I fly from above, looking to Jesus till glory does shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am never a weakness that he doth not feel, never a sickness that he cannot heal. Moment by moment in woe or in weal, Jesus my Savior abides with me still. Moment by moment I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment I fly from above, looking to Jesus till glory does shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine.
Very good singing. Greet one another.
Well, this is our opportunity for our to bring our prayer requests and praises. I do thank you for those that were praying for my trip with the seniors from Sunshine, as well as the other trips. The freshmen, sophomore, and junior classes left on Wednesday. Seniors left a week ago last Saturday, and some have asked how it went. The best thing was we brought back everyone we took, so that was good. There was no injuries. But I think it was a great opportunity for the senior class to connect. One of the things they missed out a year ago, generally on the junior trip, has been in the past a lot of wood hauling for the ministry in Wombly. The senior class did not miss out on wood hauling. And they even got to see how you did it the old-fashioned way, a log splitter without a hydraulic or electric log splitter. So everyone was quite sore, but I think it was a wonderful time, and I thank you for praying. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his healing and progress, as well as for Deb and for Brian. And then yesterday in the evening, my father-in-law called, and his niece was with him. My wife had talked to him earlier that day, and things seemed fine, but at some point that evening, his blood pressure started rising. He got himself to the hospital. They did get his blood pressure under control. They did run, I think, a CT scan because he has a cochlear implant, so he can't do an MRI. And they did see maybe some spots that there was some bleeding on the brain. So he is back home, but I know Tammy would appreciate prayers for her dad, Bob, as well as wisdom for Tammy if she needs to go down to spend some time with him to make sure he follows up on the doctor's appointments, things like that. He is 81, so we would greatly appreciate your prayers. Are there any other prayer requests or praises?
Pray if my dad's up out of the nursing home and doing prayer. Kind of backed up before he had the COVID.
Wonderful. So John's dad has got out of the nursing home, which I know he was probably pretty excited too. Yeah. And he's getting his health back to where he was pre-COVID. So we will continue to pray for his dad and his continued healing. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Yeah, a couple of things. My mom has been having some little strokes, and you tell her to lift up her leg, and she's like, what? She can't tell she's got a leg. But she seems to be just as funky as ever. And other than that, she's be doing fine. And then we've got a 55th anniversary coming up, so that's a crazy thing.
Yeah, I think it is. Just be careful, Ron. You're sitting right next to her. Yes, June's request, one for her mom here in the nursing home in Miller. She's been having some mini strokes, but pray for healing as well as comfort through this time. But she has, her mind is still good, and she's still as spunky as ever. And then Ron and June will be celebrating their 55th anniversary and coming up, and so we're grateful for God's faithfulness to them. And it does count as a praise. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Yes, it is a huge praise to see God's faithfulness demonstrated in 55 years. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Faye.
Dan's procedure went well. I was very
good. So Ed had a procedure on Tuesday. There we go. And is doing well. We're grateful to see him here with us. And oh, that's, I know he was probably going to miss the trips to Culver's, but maybe. As Burger King? Oh, sorry. Okay, that is a minor, but I was grateful for his procedure being done. Mike, you had one. Oh, wonderful. And Mike, what's your dad's first name?
Jim.
Huh, I can remember that one. So Mike's dad, Jim, a couple weeks ago had a detached retina and found cataracts. He's had the surgery, and his vision is returning, and so we will pray for complete healing and for his vision to return. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ruth. The request for our missionary, Wes and Julie Shoemaker, especially for Julie's health and some of the struggles that she has been having with her back, as well as the decisions with Wes's parents. So we thank you, Ruth, for that reminder. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have in our country to come freely to worship you, for the reminder this past week with Veterans Day, and for those men and women that have served our country. We are grateful for their sacrifice of being away from family and friends and being put in harm's way. We continue to pray for those that are still downrange, that you would protect, that you would give clarity of mission and purpose for them. Father, we think of the privileges that we do have being in our country, and this past week getting to travel through multiple states and seeing how different places are dealing with COVID, and we just pray that you would give wisdom to our leaders. Father, the ability to move around we take for granted so much. The ability to come and worship you freely without repercussion, we just take for granted so many times. And I lift up the church around the world, especially those places that do not have such freedoms, that they have met already or will be meeting in secret, and that the cost of following Christ could well be their lives. And so, Father, we are all one body. It's not the American church and the persecuted church. It is all of us together. And as we're told in Ecclesiastes, to weep with those who weep, to mourn with those who mourn, but to rejoice with those who rejoice, that we come together and lift up our brothers and sisters around the world. Father, for the needs and requests that we have placed before you today, we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his healing and the rehab that he is going through. We pray that you would continue to strengthen him, and as the great physician, that you would touch his body and heal. It is our desire, and I know it's the family's, Brian and Deb's desire, that he would be fully restored. That is what we lay before you. Father, I pray that you would also be with Brian and Deb with the long hours of being away from home down in Omaha. We pray that you would continue to lift up others to come alongside of them, that they would see that they are not walking through this alone. Father, we lift up my father-in-law, Bob, with he has had relatively great health throughout his life, and as he sometimes says, it's just old age or itis, but we do pray for this specific episode with his blood pressure, that you give wisdom to the doctors to see if it's just something that needs to be regulated or if there's something going on. I pray you give wisdom to the family and how to come alongside of Dad. And I thank you for his legacy and for his faithfulness to you all these years. Father, we're also grateful for the healing that you bring to us. Grateful for John's dad being able to be checked out of the nursing home and be back at home. And pray that you would continue to give him strength and help him with all the little things like eating that will help get his strength back. And just amazing to see how you can raise us up no matter what age we are at. Father, I do pray for June's mom, Shirley, that you would help her through this time. Thank you that her mind is still here, and we pray for these many strokes, but also for the family, that you would give them comfort, but also the opportunities to spend time with mom during these days. We also are grateful for your faithfulness in walking with Ron and June for 55 years, and we are privileged people in this area to see so many marriages go beyond 50, that legacy of faithfulness that you have knit together through the good times and bad, individuals for us to see as examples of your faithfulness. And so we pray for all the preparations for their get together. Father, we pray for Mike's dad, Jim, that you would completely heal his vision. Thank you that he was able to get the surgeries and get his retina reattached and the cataracts removed, and we just pray for his complete healing. Think of others that have gone through the cataract surgery recently, that you would also bring full healing and full restoration. And we think of our missionaries around the world. We pray for Wes and Julie Shoemaker, and especially Julie's health needs, that you would touch her body, give wisdom to the surgeons as they figure out the next steps. Pray for wisdom with Wes's parents and the care that they need and the time that they are able to focus upon helping through some of these medical issues. We do lift up also the Schmieds as we focus on them this month. We pray that you would be with them and down in Kansas, the ministries, the doors of opportunities you've opened for him and his family, that especially as he ministers in hospitals and nursing homes and at funerals, that these open doors to present the gospel, he'll find receptive hearts to the message. Continue to sustain their health as well with the long hours and the busyness that they have. Father, I pray for our church with the ministries that you've entrusted to us, for our Club Rock, for our youth group, that you would, Sunday school, that you would use us in the lives of students in our community, and especially think of our seniors, that you would continue to guide and direct them for the next steps that you're calling them to. Thank you for just the opportunities we have to serve you in big ways, whether it be going on a missions trip, and I pray for our youth group as we prepare for all the things they need to do to get ready to go to Camp Barnabas, for Sunshine and their servant days, for the opportunities in our own community to serve you and give back to our community, but also even in the maybe insignificant opportunities you keep track of, even a cup of cold water given your name, you remember. And so, Father, we ask that in all the things we do today, you would be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. This morning we have the honor of rocking Jameson Lee Van Vuren. And those of you that maybe don't understand this long tradition that has been standing in our church, we rock the little babies in the cradle, and this puts them into our Sunday school program, and we put their name in our Sunday school roll. And so talking about traditions, before I had the honor of doing this, great-grandma Anita was up here doing the cradle rocking, and just such a neat little tradition. And the older we get, the more sentimental we get. So it's just neat to be able to have this tradition passed down. And so we just invite Kelly and Aaron and Jameson and Rosie and Eloise and Briar and any other family members that would like to come up. And while they are coming up, there are just a few readings that I would like to do. The first one comes from the scripture, James 1:17. And it says, every good and perfect gift is from above. And this is so true. What a blessing and treasure that this little Jameson is to this family and to us around here in our community. The next one is a poem, and it is really written from the perspective of a parent. And it just says, thank you, God. And I think as parents and grandparents, we can all put ourselves in this position too. But this says, sent straight from heaven up above, came an angel for me to love, to hold and rock and kiss goodnight, to wrap my arms around real tight, to cuddle and nurture and watch him play, to kiss his boo-boos all away, to keep him safe and warm and count all his toes, to hold the tissue for him when he blows his little nose, to laugh at his jokes, clap as he sings, to tell him all the joy in my life that he brings, to clean up his Play-Doh, to pull his Legos apart, to pin up his drawings and tell him it's real art, to watch his first day of school on the bus all alone, to fight back the tears as I make my way back home, to applaud real loud when he's in his first play, to help him with his homework at the end of the day, to adore and cherish and watch him grow, to guide and teach him all that I know, to see him through good times and help him through bad, to share in his happiness and cry when he's sad, to hold him close and be by his side, to watch him through life as my heart fills with pride, to help him with decisions the best that I can, to know that someday he will be a fine young man. And that is indeed what will happen also. He has, as you can see, lots of family support up here and big sisters that are going to help take care of him along with God and his family and love him so. So we're going to rock him in the cradle. The blanket is tied by our women's outreach. Janelle will help as we get ready to sing Jesus Loves Me when we get Jameson in the cradle.
No, you guys can stay here.
Oh, turn.
Turn.
See, there were no instructions.
That is the challenge when I've had the privilege of getting to dedicate all of your children. And so you kind of assume everyone remembers what we do. After spending the week with the senior class, there is one boy in the senior class, and Jameson is going to feel a lot like that. And I'm sure he will develop his own independence, and everyone will have challenges. But as we come to dedication, we do follow in the footsteps of Scripture. There's a reason we don't do a baptism, because there's just so many things that are tied to that that have been added in other churches and other traditions. And yet in Scripture, we don't see children being baptized. We see them being dedicated. We see Jochebed with Moses. We see Hannah with Samuel. We have one more attempt coming up with us. And no, he is not. Nope, he does have a cousin to help. And we understand that this event with Jameson does not display or bring extra grace, or bring him to salvation. That's what God's job is. But what it is dedicating you and Kelly to be the parents that God has called you to be, and the family, the extended family, grandparents, to be a part of how God works in us to see the little one come to know Christ. From the words of Solomon in Psalm 127, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who built it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." So to Aaron and Kelly, do you affirm that you are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you acknowledge that this dedication of your child is not a saving ordinance or act, but that your child will need to receive Christ as Savior through a personal decision when he is old enough? Do you promise with God's help to raise your child in the training of God's word and the community of the church, to pray with and for Jameson, and to live before him as Christian parents who are yourselves subject to the Lord. Do you promise to avail yourselves of all the means of grace and to do your utmost to lead your child to a knowledge of Christ at an early age? Now, it is a blessing to have grandparents to be a part of this time together. Psalm 103, 17 to 18 says, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts." The scripture is clear that those who raise their children in obedience to God and in righteousness carry forth a great legacy into future generations. King David of Israel was the grandson of Obed and the great-grandson of Ruth and Boaz, sterling examples of trust and faith. When we look in the Gospels, we see the writers recorded Jesus' genealogy, which shows us how he was influenced by his parents' forebears. The Apostle Paul, in talking to Timothy, commended Lois, the grandmother of his disciple Timothy, for the faith that she transmitted. Grandparents, by presence and example, can influence subsequent generations for righteousness. These grandparents, Dave and Lori, and Dirk and Janice, have raised their children to love and serve the Lord, commit themselves to support and encourage Aaron and Kelly as they raise Jameson. So I ask both sets of grandparents, do you acknowledge before Christ and his church that you desire to live as an example of righteousness and faith to this child? Now to the congregation, I ask you to stand with me, please. The promise from the congregation: do you solemnly promise before God and one another that with God's help and guidance, you will support these parents with your prayers as they seek to fulfill their responsibilities to this child? And do you promise to assist them by providing encouragement, counsel, and ministries to guide them in the way of godliness? If so, answer, we do. I've had a few of those. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that children are a heritage from you and that they can go beyond where we are even able to go. Father, I pray for Jameson that you would, at an early age, bring him to yourself, that you would give wisdom to Kelly and Aaron as they raise him in the nurture and admonition of you. For the extended family, we thank you so much for the godly heritage he has, that you would use that in his life. Help him to grow up to be the man of God. May he be, like David, a man after God's own heart. That is what we pray for, that he would serve you with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Seated. Oh, that's okay.
He's very hungry.
That's really something quite special that we've just witnessed and been a part of. It's neat to see and watch that with all the kids that have been coming up through the church, and it's great to be able to be a blessing on these young kids and an influence on them as well. Let's stand and worship together this morning.
Thanks for the blessings you bestow upon us. And most importantly, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. And we pray that you would be with our time as we look now into Romans, into the instruction of Paul, that through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, direction of how we should live after Christ is our Savior. We pray these things in his name. Amen.